coronavirus cases continue to grow in Louisiana as efforts to tamp down the virus appear to be falling short. Rosemary Westwood reports.
Just listen to the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, on Wednesday, warning residents that the city could shut down again if the virus isn't controlled.
We have been there before. We can go back there again.
And here was the director of the New Orleans Health Department, Dr. Jennifer Avegno, over the weekend after the city announced it was investigating two new outbreaks of the virus traced to graduation parties and bars. The virus, she said, has a 7% fatality rate in New Orleans for known coronavirus cases.
So if you are planning an uncontrolled gathering or a party for 100 people, look at that guest list and decide which 7 of them you would be comfortable sentencing to death.
Their alarms were echoed on the state level and on the national level by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading public health voice on the pandemic, when he told Congress of rising cases in southern and western states.
You are now seeing a disturbing surge of infections that looks like it's a combination, but one of the things is an increase in community spread.
Community spread is a sign the virus is flowing increasingly freely between people. That's true for nearly all new cases of the virus in Louisiana, too. The biggest worry is that these trends could lead to another full-blown outbreak and overwhelm hospitals. Mississippi's state health officer warned this week that the state is anticipating an absolute disaster this fall. Texas's governor said cases are growing and need to be corralled. On Tuesday, Louisiana reported a spike in positive cases and the highest rate of positive coronavirus tests since May 24th. That figure has been trending upwards, said data analyst Jeff Asher.
Now we're ticking up past 6.5%.
One key feature of rising coronavirus cases and hospitalizations is that they're a problem for regions and rural areas left unscathed by the first spike of the outbreak. One such hotspot is in the center of Louisiana, including Alexandria. Mayor Jeff Hall said people there seem to be following the governor's health directives until Memorial Day. But then they appeared to relax and move around more. He says he's been pleading with people in the city to wear masks and keep physically distant from others.
We just can't let up because people have to understand that it's real. It's real. You look at the numbers in your community, in your region, in your state, in the nation, in the world. They're real.
Officials are increasingly worried that people are no longer taking the virus seriously. And there's evidence that politics could be playing a role in how people are responding. A survey by the Pew Research Center conducted over the first week of June found that only about half of Republicans said they wore a mask all or most of the time in the past month, compared to 3/4 of Democrats. And that trend is particularly true for conservative Republicans. Here's Texas Governor Greg Abbott this week.
I know that some people feel that wearing a mask is inconvenient or that it is like an infringement of freedom. But I also know that wearing a mask will help us to keep Texas open.
Most Republicans haven't been wearing a mask at the state capitol in Baton Rouge, and only this week did the Senate president begin to ask lawmakers to wear masks after a student worker tested positive. Recent studies have shown mounting evidence that masks dramatically decrease coronavirus spread, especially indoors. They work because they stop the virus from entering the air by keeping it behind the mask of anyone infected. This week, Avegno, the director of the New Orleans Health Department, said there have still been no outbreaks traced to recent protests, a fact she attributed to widespread mask wearing. Both New Orleans and the state said they'll start cracking down on businesses and homes flouting the limits on capacities for gatherings. Meanwhile, the city and state have particularly raised concerns that younger people may be increasingly contracting the virus. People aged 18 to 29 represent a rising percentage of new positive cases across the state, a fact that could show the virus is spreading in that population. And young people were the driving factors behind the New Orleans outbreaks, as Avegno noted this weekend.
The myth that young people cannot get sick or seriously ill is completely untrue. More importantly, they can spread it to loved ones and contacts who are at much higher risk.
More than 11,000 people under the age of 29 have contracted the virus in Louisiana so far, and 13 have died. In New Orleans, I'm Rosemary Westwood.